There's the full-time whistle, and Donegal once again are returning to an Ulster final. And they have won through here, 122 to 13 points. It was the final score. And
I'm just laughing at Michael Murphy got the ball that, and he just threw it at Fokker. He's just here, or is that what you're looking for here? And there were a wee bit of words between them, but they did shake hands in the end up. And look at it was a tough, this is one of them days for Megan Murray, tough old day, but great performance all around. Brilliant performance for people listening to us at home or all over the world, as you said. So look at it, it's a neat, good one. Look at, people are saying that Donegal can put it up to Dublin. We don't know that there. Listen, you felt at the start of the year it was Kerry and Dublin, but this is another victory, and that's what it's all about. And you get forward now to the Ulster final, where you meet either Cavan or
Donegal, running a comfortable winners, 122 to 13 points. Brendan, myself and Martin spoke about it at half time. It's a similar situation here as well. A very much controlled performance by Donegal in the semi-final.
Polished performance from Donegal the whole way through. You know, Armagh started the first 7 or 8 minutes they were in it, and it was 2 points apiece at one stage. But from the 10th minute on, you know, Donegal dominated. I think them outscored them 1-9 to a point in that period of time before half time, and that really was the game mapped up kind of thing. They were so dominant in every area of the pitch, and the scores were coming from everywhere, the threats were coming from everywhere. We were able to see the likes of Owen Bann, Pather Morgan breaking lines coming from deep, and they were getting there with so much ease that it shows the difference in quality in these sides. We expected Armagh to put it up to Donegal at a stronger level today, but they just were never there after that first 10 minutes, Oisín.
And the fact too that Donegal have had 12 different scores today, Declan Bonner will be certainly very, very happy with that.
Absolutely, and I think, I don't know, was it 13 or 12? I thought it was 13 different scorers they had. But they were
you're doing stats, you're probably right.
When they get that many scores, it's very hard to keep track of them. But the scores were coming from everywhere. Like Pather Morgan, named at wing-back, came up at 1-2. And the other wing-back, Ryan McHugh, scored 2 points. Ryan had a great game, sweeping up around the back area there. So, you know, their ability, and they also used a crucial period in the game. When the game was still playing in the melting pot, they were able to win 3 marks in a row and knock over easy scores. And that really took a lot of the heat off. But they were so dominant at every position of the pitch that, you know, when you consider that Michael Murphy didn't score until late in the second half, and Kieran Thompson likewise didn't score until maybe 10 minutes into the second half, that the ability of the Donegal team to get scores from everywhere. And, you know, I was looking at Kieran Thompson, Michael Langan, the two wing half forwards, dropping deep. Not only were they contributing on the scoreboard, but they were also doing a great job in sweeping in behind the defence, making sure that there was no way through for that Armagh attack in the first half in particular. And their ability to get into them in positions and then get forward and contribute to the attack was a telling feature of the game. Great mobility about this Donegal team. Absolutely massive mobility about the machine, you know, their ability to support each other, get runners off the shoulder, and when Michael is getting a tough time, for other guys to step up, and that's what a team needs.
Yeah, are Donegal better placed this year than what they were 12 months ago, and even to that extent, 24 months ago, when they won the Ulster titles over the last couple of years?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, without a doubt, in my opinion, they're a better team now than they were 2 years ago, and that's contributed to the fact that, you know, the Michael Langens, the Kieran Thompsons are becoming more confident, they're established inter-county footballers now, and they're not afraid to take on that leadership role across the field, and that has made a huge difference to this Donegal team. They're no longer reliant on the likes of Michael and Ryan to carry them through games. See, Neil McGee passing us through here, he's a fundamental part of this game. It's going to be crucial that he keeps himself right going forward. My only concern, I suppose, for Donegal coming out of the game today is the injury that Stephen McMenamin picked up. They now have a lot of their key markers who are out. Like, we take Conor Morrison is gone, or McFadden Ferry picked up an injury, or he's away to the Lebanon, sorry, so he's out. Paddy McGrath picked up an injury during the week, so it's really important that they get Paddy back. And, you know, if Stevens has a hamstring injury, it could be 3 or 4 weeks, and that could put him out a couple of games. And he has been a key part of this Donegal defence, and it's very important. So to be missing them type of markers is a wee concern, but that's the only sort of downside out of today's game, because the performance was exemplary from all areas of the pitch.